You can't be a Christian and have no fruit. It's impossible. He just gave you three types of people that will never make into the kingdom of God. And the only people that will make it into the kingdom of God are those that are sowing into the good ground and bringing forth what? Bringing forth fruit. That's what he's talking about here.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Roel became a dedicated Christ follower as a young man, and for more than 40 years, he's asked God to use him as a pastor, father, and friend who can encourage others in their walk with the Lord. For more on Roel's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD. Well, thanks for joining us today in our continuing series in Mark's Gospel. Today, as Roel explores Christ's parable of the sower and the seeds, he'll spur you on to a more fruitful relationship with the Lord. You'll see how thriving faith requires the daily nurture of God's Word and an unqualified intolerance for the ways of the world. We'll get some insight today on how to grow and bear fruit as Jesus' disciple. Today's message is titled, The Parable of the Sower. Here's Roel Reese now in Mark chapter 4.
When I was reading the parable, this is one of the longest parables that Jesus ever taught here. So you can get the picture on what he's going to be sharing. You see also here that the parable, or all parables here that Jesus spoke, there's not one of them that is not only well known like the parable of the sower, because he's going to speak to us about the Word of God and what happens with the Word of God. And you look at the parable, especially in the church, you're going to be able to see who is a believer, which is really cool. Four types of people he's going to be dealing with. He's going to talk about those that have no faith, those that are emotional, those that are worldly, and then those that are true Christians. Which Jesus gave it also in the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Luke, and here in the Gospel of Mark. So all three Gospels give you the parable of the sower. This is the only parable that doesn't need interpretation. He speaks directly to you and to me. So let's look at it. Let me read verses 1 and 2, and then we'll start expanding the parable. He says, "And again he began to teach by the sea, the Sea of Galilee. And a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat, and he sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was in the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching." Now you got to understand, here is Jesus in the Sea of Galilee, and there's hundreds of people following him. Jesus has a little boat, and because of the crowds pushing and trying to hold of him, he asked the disciples to get the little boat so that he could get into the boat and kind of move a little bit to the Sea of Galilee and be able to speak to the people that were there. Otherwise, he would have many problems in grabbing a hold of Jesus. And then we see in verse 1, we see the first point here. He said, "And again, Jesus began to teach by the sea." He came to teach, to preach, and also to heal. Those were his three ministries. Many times people, when it comes to hear the word of God, for example, evangelism, well, evangelism would be in a crusade where non-believers come to hear the word of God, and you give an invitation, and then people come forward. When you talk about teaching, people have been saved. They come and they sit, and they hear the expounding of the word of God. That's teaching. And then at the end of the teaching, you could also have an altar call and have people come forward because of the Holy Spirit. But then also, as people are sitting, like you're sitting here this morning, people listen through the radio, then maybe you came with a burden, you came with something wrong in your life, and you need healing, then you don't really have to go to a healing service. But right where you sit, the Holy Spirit could heal you. Right where you are. So we have these people. Jesus gets in the little boat and he pushes out. Then he says, and a great multitude was gathered together to him. So he's sitting on the little boat. He's watching the people, and they're coming close to the Sea of Galilee, and they're sitting up in the hill. And he's looking at these people, and notice he wants not only to minister to them, but he knows that if he's not in a little boat, that he will be actually grabbed by the people and stomped by the people. So he wants to make sure that the message gets to the heart of the people. Notice his pulpit. And so that he got into a boat and sat. So here is his pulpit. Here is his audience. And then begins teaching here, verse 2. Notice the purpose of the parable. And then he taught them many things by a parable or a story for them to understand it. And said to them in his teaching. So we see him not only preparing the people's hearts to be able to teach something that they did not understand. Now, you have to understand also that the disciples understand the story because it's very simple what he's saying. But the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, they hate him, won't understand the story. And the story not only will be re-given again, because he says now in verses 3 to 9, the second part here, the statement of the soils. He says, listen and behold. He says, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. A sower went out to sow. Now, who is the sower? Jesus. He's the sower. And notice, and to sow, what's the word sow here? It speaks of what? The word of God. He went out and began to give them the word of God. And the word of God, we're going to see what kind of effect that it had on four people. And we're going to see that these four people that he's talking to, you're going to see that number one, he's going to talk to someone that has no faith. Then you're going to have the emotionals. Then you're going to have the worldly. And then you're going to have the real church that he's going to talk about. I think that when you look at this parable, it separates the church. And I think that you have to look at your life and where do you stand. Because Jesus gave it, again, for the people to check their hearts and the Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees, for them to not only look at their lives, but what are they going to do with Jesus? So he goes on and he says that some seeds fell by the wayside, the seeds, the word of God. And the birds came from the air and devoured it. Imagine that, the birds. Now you got to understand again, the birds in scripture are a type of evil. So who are the birds? Satan. Satan is always trying to steal the word of God from people's hearts. Always. You have to be careful with Satan. And so we see here that as Jesus is giving the word of God, no time wasted, Satan comes and begins to devour the word of God and begin to deceive. And then he says this, some fell on stony ground. Number one. He says, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And then the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold. Some 60-fold and some 100-fold. And then he said to them, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Notice what he says here. Hear what he's talking about. Notice again, on the wayside, he says in verse 4, the second part, he says, and it came to pass that it showed that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came of the air, and they devoured it. No faith. He says, secondly, some fell by stony ground. He says, some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth. It was dry, rocky, and the seed could go nowhere, just like he did the birds. They would come down and eat the seeds. But here he says, notice, did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. No depth. I think that when you look at people in the church today, you have those that are on the wayside. They have no faith. They come, they sit not only here but everywhere to hear the word of God, but to them it doesn't make any difference. They're not willing to believe in what the word of God says. So when you don't believe, you're rejecting the word of God. You're rejecting the seed that falls upon the wayside. And then Satan comes along, and what does he do? He takes the word of God, or he takes a seed and he devours it. He gets rid of it. Then we see verse 5 again. Some of the seeds fell upon stony ground, and where it did not notice have much earth, and it immediately sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And notice, and because it had no root, it withered away. Did you notice that? No root. No root at all. It withered away. Well, these are people that are emotional. Temporary hearers. They come, they hear for a little while, a week, a month, half a year, whatever it is. And then what happens? They fall away. There's no root to go down that the word of God can take not only root, but the word of God can grow and bring forth fruit. And then, verse 7, the thorns. And some seeds fell among the thorns, which are those that live in the world and they love the world. They have no time for God. He says, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. There it is again. No crop at all. The worldly. So when I read this parable, it really spoke to my heart that I need to be careful that I have faith. I have to be careful with my emotions. I have to be careful with my worldliness. And I have to be careful to bring forth fruit. That God is in my life, that God is speaking to my life, and that I want to please Him above anybody else and everybody else. Because it says in verse 8, he says, but other seed fell on good ground. Notice good ground. They dug it. They fertilized it. I mean, they set it up ready to put the seeds and later on to harvest it. And he says also, it is, and yield a crop that sprang up. Notice their fruit. There's fruit when you put it in good ground. He says this. He says, not only spring up, but there's an increase. More than you ever thought you could have. And then he says in verse 9, and he said to them, he who has an ear to hear, notice that, listening, let him hear. Let him hear. You notice that he says hear twice. He wants to make sure you get the message. A lot of times when we come to church, and I'm not saying every one of you or every church, but a lot of times when we come and we sit, we're thinking already how we're going to go somewhere after church. Or we're sitting down texting or whatever it may be. And the Holy Spirit doesn't have an opportunity for you to take the seed, to take the word of God and put it into your heart so that the Holy Spirit can convict you, but also you can develop and grow spiritually. And then he says this, listening. Verse 10 to 12, the explanation. But when he was alone, to those around him were the 12 disciples. He asked them about the parable. So here is the people, and here are the disciples, and they're asking, okay, Jesus, tell us what this means. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Who's that? The disciples. Not the Pharisees, not the scribes. Not those that hated Jesus. He says again, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Notice that, in parables. So that seeing, they may not see, nor perceive. Hearing, they may not hear and understand. Lest they should turn or repent of their sins, notice, and I will forgive them. There it is. You have to repent. You have to be attentive to what is being taught. To be obedient and to do what the word of God says. And then verse 10 again. But when he was alone, the people around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. To you it has been given. To you. Being given what? To know the mystery of the kingdom of God. The mystery. Now, this is important because this is referring here to spiritual truth. To spiritual truth. It was hidden from who? It was hidden from what? From the Pharisees and scribes, which now is being revealed to you, to me, to what? The disciples of Jesus Christ. It is hidden to them, but not to us. Then he says, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Why? Because of the hardness of their hearts. Religious people don't have a relationship with God. The two R's, religion and relationship. Which is the one that you live by? Religion or have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Because here in the scriptures, as he's speaking, again here in verse 12, again he says what? So that seeing they may see and do not perceive, and hearing they might not hear or understand, lest they should repent and there be forgiven them, from Isaiah, what? Chapter 6, 9, and 10. And then again, he says in verse 13, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower sows the word. Notice Jesus, the word of God. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear it, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that is sown in their hearts. The birds, Satan. These likewise, notice, these likewise were sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown in the stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. That's us, with gladness, you guys. We receive the word of God with gladness. But, and they have no root in themselves. You see, that's them. And so endure only for a time. We receive it with gladness. They don't. Only for a little while. And afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises, when all these problems arise in your life, notice what he says. For the word's sake, because of God's word, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things enter and choke the word of God. Notice that. Notice he says, chokes the word of God. And it becomes what? Unfruitful. Can you imagine how many people are unfruitful? Because they're worldly. They are so more concerned in themselves than the things they possess. In the things not of God, but the things of this world that is going to destroy them. And I say it again, there's nothing wrong with having money. No problem. But what are you doing with your money? Has your money possessed you? Or has Jesus Christ possessed you? Because when Christ possesses you, you become a giving person. Not a selfish person. A person that gives. A person that helps other people. A person that is humble. A person that looks at Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because in the next verse he's going to say this. But these are the ones sown to the good ground. Those who hear the word of God, they accept it, they bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100. Where do you stand today? 30, 60, or 100? Or maybe zero. Maybe zero. You can't be a Christian and have no fruit. It's impossible. Impossible. He just gave you three types of people that will never make into the kingdom of God. And the only people that will make it into the kingdom of God are those that are sowing into the good ground and bringing forth what? Bringing forth fruit. That's what he's talking about here. These are the ones that sown on good ground. Those who hear the word of God, they get the Bible studies, they listen. And what do? They accept it and allow the Holy Spirit to do what? To convict you. And when he convicts you, what's going to happen? You are going to be obedient and bear fruit. Some 30, some 60, and 100. 30, 60, and 100. You can only answer who you are. Verse 13. And he said to them, "Do you not understand the parable? How then will you understand all parables?" And then again, he wants to make sure they understand in verse 14. He says, "The sower is the word of God." Who's the sower? Jesus. And then he says, verse 15, "And these are the ones by the wayside, they have no faith, where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes along, and immediately he removes the word of God. He takes away the word of God, and notice that's sown in their hearts. And then those that are, they're actually on shallow ground, they're putting their seeds into shallow ground, emotional ones. These likewise are the ones sown in stony ground, who when they hear the word, they didn't clear the ground, immediately, not next year, not next month, immediately receive it with gladness. They're happy. Wow, that's awesome. And they have no root in themselves. And so endure, and here is the key, so they endure only for a little time. Little time. And afterwards, when tribulation and problems come, it arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. They say, "I don't want no part of this. I'm done. No part of it. I'm done." And then the thorns, notice, infested in the soil, worldliness, he says, 18 and 19, again. "And now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of other things, enter in and choke the word of God, and it becomes unfruitful."
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Raul, in today's message, we've talked a lot about the parables. What exactly are parables, and why did Jesus use them so much?
The purpose of parables was to tell a story so people could understand the message of the gospel. But those parables, they were related to them. And they relate to those parables, and that's how they came to know Christ. It was like a story form, shared, but they had a truth in that story that brought conviction to your life.
Once again, today's message was titled The Parable of the Sower. If you'd like to get a copy for yourself or to give away to a loved one, just call 800-634-9165 and send a gift of any amount. Well, we hope you've been encouraged to experience the nurturing power of God's Word and grow in fruitfulness as a follower of Christ. Now, to further guide you in completely surrendering to the Lord's hand on your life, we'd like to offer you a compilation of three messages titled Discipleship. This audio series offers a biblical picture of the abundance you can enjoy as you pursue a deeper, more authentic relationship with Christ. You'll also discover what it looks like to bear rich fruit as you devote your time, energy, and talents to God's kingdom-building work. So get in touch with us today to purchase Raul's audio pack simply titled Discipleship. We'll send your copy for a gift of just $18 or more. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. To order this resource by sending a check, the mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Now, Raul also has a brand new book titled Victory. We're pleased to offer you this resource celebrating the overcoming Christian life, and for a limited time, you can order it for a special pre-sale price. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's new book titled Victory at an exclusive discounted rate. Don't forget, your contributions keep these Bible-based broadcasts on the air. Somebody Loves You Radio is supported solely through the generosity of listeners like you, and every gift is tax deductible. Coming up on the next Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue with more from Mark's Gospel. As you explore another parable, you'll be challenged to ask yourself whether or not your life is shining Christ's light in a spiritually dark world. Here's Raul now with a final word.
And then in conclusion, once again, the fertile soil, true Christians, he says, "For these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word of God accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold." From these people that are here, not only do they have wonderful lives which love the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have this kind of life that they know that Jesus Christ has blessed them and anointed them. And without being told, because they know the Word of God, they're learning in the Word of God, they automatically go ahead and they do exactly what God has told them to do through the Word of God. Praying, reading, meditating, giving, all these things that are being told through the Scriptures. But the others, they don't want to hear it. These other ones are the ones that will never inherit the kingdom of God. Because they didn't follow the Word of God. They were not obedient to the Word of God. Which one are you?
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.